Well, Matt, well done. Number eight, you look as if you've got a couple of injuries down there.
Yeah, a bit bad and a bruised. It was a tough day at the office, but nothing we can't handle.
After what happened last time we were at home against Chichester, who were a pretty good side themselves, and you stuck 70 points on them, could you believe you could play as well as that? And yet today you seem to do exactly that.
Well, I think it just that game gave us a lot of confidence coming into the last couple of games. We had a bit of a rough time last week and we were a bit disappointed with our performance, but we knew with the crowd behind us at home that there was only one outcome.
Were you really disappointed with your performance? I thought you played some exquisite, irresistible rugby last week against Barnes. I thought you were by far the better side. They just happened to have a lot of meat up front.
Yeah, and that seems to be the case a little bit with us. I mean, we're a bit more rugby players than we are brutes, but it was disappointing that we had the opportunity last week to finish the league off and we didn't do it. But I think the stage was set for a nice day in the sun today and we put the performance in today to carry it off.
I expect you're glad you didn't win last week because it would have been, not an anti-climax, but it's so good to win it in front of your own spectators.
Oh, definitely. It's almost like we did it on purpose.
I'm sure you didn't. But it was. I mean, it could, for some sides, having gone down 27-28, it could have been so tense. In fact, it was in that first 10 minutes. But you soon got rid of those nerves and got on with playing expansive, exciting, effervescent rugby.
Yeah, we knew with a dry underfoot and the sun above us that if we just stuck to our patterns and stuck with how we know to play, then we were going to be fine.
Are you looking forward then to playing in National 2 and some of the big boys next year?
Yeah, I think the club's ready for it. I think we've got the players in our team already and what we'll recruit will be ready for that performance. And it's a little bit of a step up, but I think it's what we play for. We play to be the best we can be.
Can you, in a sentence, sum up Bury St Edmunds? I mean, the best side, the best squad they've had in 90 years. I mean, what is the essence of it?
It's a club atmosphere. That is this comes down from the supporters, the minis, the youth, all the way through. We're just the arrowhead. It's all the stuff that happens behind us which pushes us forward.
And of course, very deft handling by forwards, including yourself.
yeah, that's down to Mr. Hogg, our coach. So, yeah.
Thank you very much indeed. Well done.
Thank you very much.